it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Sounds like a fair play. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out in the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I'm talking about here is iHeartRadio and Stitcher and TuneIn and all the various different platforms. You can go right to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. It gives you the immediate access to this show. It also gives you the ability to look at all the various different things that we have done in the past. If there's a particular interview you want to grab that you're not able to get, well, it's right there for you. And, you know, you're on your way to work. You're on your way to the gym. You're sitting at home, maybe sipping that first cup of coffee, maybe nursing a cold like I am, and you decided not to go in today. Well, you know, you want to get you some Spano and Black. We're right there dead in front of you. And it's a beautiful thing. As I said, affiliates all around the country, Sirius XM Radio. You know, what's most important for us is our relationship that we have with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they're all over the world. They're spread out away from their families. And even if they're serving domestically, they still don't get home like you and I have the capacity to get home. And it matters to us. These guys and girls protect us. They give me the right to talk about the subjects I want to talk about on a day-in, day-out basis. And, you know, they let us go to sleep at night and sleep soundly knowing that our shores and our cities and our towns are protected. So, you know, American Forces Radio, we always give you a shout-out. When we come back, we're going to set the table for this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, sports fans. You love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 as we try to loosen the vocal cords up here and get them operating at peak efficiency. Just fighting one of those summer colds and trying to push my way through it, but that's going to be nothing compared to our guest at the top of hour two, Lisa Thompson, who is getting ready to climb K2. Yep, in the Himalayas. Highest mountain in the world after Mount Everest at 28,251 feet. And we will be talking to her, the whys. Why do you climb the mountain? Because it's there. Second highest fatality rate in the world. So we wish her nothing but the best. But we will talk to her about that at the top of hour two. But as we get ready for today, the Warriors try to climb the proverbial mountain as they try to go 2-3-0 in tonight's matchup versus the Cavaliers. This is now in Cleveland, and we'll be talking about that and previewing that, as well as all the other news in the National Basketball Association and the National Football League as well. A whole lot of basketball news, a little bit of football as well, and Pat Riley chiming in with his take on the greatest in NBA history. But we'll dive in. And, when you're looking at a series that perhaps is a mismatch, and right now it looks like a mismatch, but, again, nothing's been played in Cleveland until tonight. So until that happens and home court becomes a distinct advantage, we'll see what happens. But now storylines are being looked at as to whose fault it is. And CBS Sports thinks that Ty Lue, it's his fault because he looks overmatched against Mike Brown and Steve Kerr. And, okay, give it a break. It's Ty Lue has nothing to do with this. What this has to do with is talent. Golden State is the more talented team. There is mismatches everywhere on the court, except with LeBron. And it's literally, that's how it is. Unfortunately for the Cavaliers, at least as of right now, and guess what? It may not continue that way after tonight's game. You're on a pace with this Golden State team to just roll through, and they may. I mean, Draymond Green's talking about it, fans are talking about it, commentators are talking about it. But when you look at the two matchups of the two teams, it's not a fair matchup. And you have to play the games anyway. And, when you preview this stuff, you try to get the different ways that people could possibly win this game. And for the Cavaliers, it's just going to involve LeBron James putting them on his back, as he's always done, and making it happen. I mean, it's unfortunately for them, when you look at it, it's LeBron James. I mean, even just going position by position, LeBron James and Kevin Durant matching up in the small forward position. Well, okay, it's pretty much a wash. I would give the edge to LeBron just because of the fact that, you know, he's LeBron, but not by much. Zaza and Tristan Thompson, that's a wash. Draymond and Kevin Love, it's Draymond's edge. He plays a unique basketball game. And a few years ago, that probably wouldn't have been the conversation. I mean, Kevin Love was, when he was with Minnesota, was a 25-point, 12-rebound-a-night guy. And when he had to be the guy on a basketball team, he was capable of carrying that mantle. Well, move him to the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's not the guy. And he's never going to be the guy. Last year, he ended up being the perfect fit, even with the injuries. But Cleveland wins the championship. Draymond Green brings such a unique aspect to the basketball game because he can do everything. He can shoot threes. He can play center. He can protect the rim. He can be physical. He can pass. He can shoot. And you can say the same things about Kevin Love, except Draymond's a little better at it. Not as good a scorer. The guards is where he, really where it comes into play. And you look at Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving, and you say to yourself, all right, Kyrie's a budding superstar. He is. He is. But he also is not the shooter that Steph is. Other than that, they're pretty equal. But Steph has been the number one guy, still remains the number one guy. It's kind of one and one A. But a little bit of an edge for Steph. And Klay Thompson and J.R. Smith, well, you know, look, I know J.R. from his days here in New York. He's a very good basketball player. He's not a consistent basketball player. And you can make the argument that Klay Thompson hasn't been consistent in these playoffs, but he has been consistent throughout his career. So, you know, again, edge dubs. And unfortunately for Cleveland, that's the mountain that they're trying to climb. And on it when you look at it, and I heard a take on this yesterday, and I thought it was very accurate. The Warriors rarely take bad shots because of their ability to move the basketball. Everybody on the court for them moves the basketball, even Zaza. He's not as good at it as Andrew Bogut was, but he's not bad at it. And, you know, when you're a basketball team and you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, all right, I don't have to worry about getting mines. I don't have to worry about going one-on-one to set myself up to get a good shot. Now, look, there's still going to be some of that going forward, but when your teammates are capable of getting you the ball in the right spot pretty much every time, you don't have to worry. Just make sure you're in said right spot. If a play is called, make sure you're there, because the chances are pretty good that you're going to get the basketball exactly where you want it, and you'll be able to take a high percentage shot. I mean, even Steph, who takes, you know, moon shots from damn near half court, he's been taking less of them this time around. And there's a number of reasons for it. Draymond Green makes sure that ball is right there. Kevin Durant makes sure the ball is right where it needs to be. Same with Klay. And if the shot's not there, Steph moves it. If Durant's slashing down the lane, how many times thus far in these first two games have you seen Draymond Green or Steph hit Durant in stride? Where it's an easy layup or dunk. Pretty much all the time. And that's virtually impossible to defend against. Aside from the fact that Cleveland's perimeter defense is not that good. It's just really difficult to defend on that kind of ball movement. And that's what Cleveland's doing. They can talk about the scoring. That's what Golden State is doing. I'm sorry. They can talk about the scoring all they want. What's winning this basketball series thus far is ball movement. And that's not Ty Lue's fault. When we step back, we'll come back and talk about that, continue with the preview a little bit more, and move on to other things in the world of the NBA. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. As we preview the upcoming matchup tonight in Cleveland, it's pretty basic stuff. It's LeBron's back. It's his broad shoulders. Get on it. Come along for the ride. And we'll see what happens. I get the concept of the fact that everybody's talking about LeBron needs to do more. LeBron needs to score more. LeBron needs to do this more. LeBron needs to do that more. I mean, short of him putting up a couple of 50-point games, these are going to be either tight basketball games where Cleveland may or may not win, or it's just going to be a sweep, which is an entirely distinct possibility. There's a lot of things in play here. As I talked about, man for man, they just don't match up. The coaching, you know, like I said, people in my business are already looking for a scapegoat, and they want to scapegoat Tyronn Lue. Give me a break, please. He didn't get stupid all of a sudden. When they made the decision to get Timothy Mozgov out of town and go small ball, they basically were turning themselves into the Golden State Warriors. But the question is whether or not they were going to have enough talent to match up with them when the time came. You know, Tristan Thompson, it's fine what he does. You know, they haven't had the situation where they're playing against a legit offensive 7-foot big where he was going to be able to exploit them on the inside because of the lack of size of Tristan Thompson. And it hasn't happened throughout the playoffs. So Cleveland made it to the finals. They're going up against the Warriors. You know, the inside poses no threat because they're not running anything through Pachulia. So that discussion ends up being moot. The rest of it, however, is just a question of talent. Not coaching, talent. And Golden State has more talent. In an ideal situation, J.R. Smith had been coming off the bench along with Shumpert and the rest of the other guys, and you would have an elite scorer sitting in the two-hole. When J.R. Smith is on his game, that's what you have. You have a three-point threat. He's not an elite scorer, don't misunderstand me. He's not a 22, 23, 24-point-a-game guy. But what he is a guy, when he's on his game, can hit the outside shot, keep you honest, because of the fact he'll make his threes. And if he's making his threes, you can't rotate down on LeBron. You can't rotate on Kyrie. And all of a sudden, it becomes a much more balanced basketball court. And that's exactly what the Cavs need. It's not, you know, they're talking about LeBron. He's got to do more, more, more. Yeah, well, if he can, he will. But what they need is more contribution from the other guys on the court in the way of scoring. Because, look, Kyrie can hit a three. Is he a great three-point shooter? No. But he can hit a three. JR's a legit three-point shooter. He has to knock them down when he's open. Same for Kevin Love. For all the things he's been doing right on the basketball court, if he's knocking down three-point shots, everything loosens up. So he has to take them at any and all given opportunities. And if I'm Ty Lue, that's my message. Continue to try to stick there on defense. But if you have that three-point shot and you're sitting there and it's open, take it. Don't even hesitate. Take it. And if you miss, take it again. And if you miss, take it again. Because that's the only way they're going to win this series. Contribution from the other players, contribution from the three-point line. And everything else will fall into place. But they're not going to be able to win it by hope and prayer and just putting it all on LeBron's back. And that seems to be the current opinion of the people that do what I do for a living. Is it's got to be LeBron. It's got to be LeBron. Yeah, it does, to a point. But it can't be 1-on-4 basketball because he's not going to win that game. Scoring has to come from other avenues. And if they're able to do that, they'll be in this series. If they're not, well, you know, tomorrow when we're talking about this, we'll be talking about 3-0, probably going to 4-0. It's not what Cleveland wants, obviously. Golden State would love to do it. I mean, please. If they could talk about the fact that, you know, we swept at 16-0 in our four rounds of the playoffs, then you could start talking about Golden State as being one of the great teams of all time. That'd be legit. That would be really legit. And Draymond's talking about it. Draymond lost a chat. And they're already, you know, and this is, this is where you need to be careful. And Draymond's got him a lot of ego. I mean, to be fair. He was talking about the fact last year that it was a mistake to chase the 73 wins last year. And he said, look, we circled 73 and we were worrying about the wrong thing before. It doesn't matter. But they are circling 16-0. And they're looking at that as a goal and the rings. Steph Curry didn't agree. And he said they talked about it as a group, you know, last December, last January. And they were going after it. And, you know, he talked about, hey, there may have been a little bit of mental fatigue. And then restarting and going to the playoffs. But they made it to the finals. You know, what they danced around and what they didn't talk about was the fact that Draymond Green getting thrown out of Game 5 cost them the finals. I mean, you know, that's what cost them the finals, because they would have won it. But he couldn't control his emotions. And that did them in. You know, Green called it an outright mistake to chase the 73. I don't think so. They got there. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. Him missing a basketball game more than likely cost them the championship. Not chasing 73. See, and that's, you talk about a fatal flaw. And look, Golden State, they're probably going to win this. Maybe they sweep. Because like I said, now they're looking at 16-0. That's their mission mark. Let's sweep it. Let's get our ring. Don't do that. Just get the ring, game at a time. Who cares if you swept all the way through? Oh, we'll be the greatest team in history. Oh, okay. BFD. You're always going to get discussion. You're always going to get debate on who's the best this, the greatest that. It doesn't matter. You know, you're up 3-1 last year and blew it. You know, even within the article on CBS.com, you know, they don't talk about the 800-pound elephant in the room, gorilla, whatever. Mix my metaphors. And that's Draymond Green got thrown out. That was the difference in the series last year. That and one great Kevin Love play on defense. So if you're going to talk about that, and you're going to talk about, well, you know, we shouldn't have done it. It burned us out. No, it didn't. You were still on track. which also makes me wonder, you know, and again, I love being able to rewrite and repaint history. But had they won that series last year, would Kevin Durant be a Golden State Warrior? They wouldn't have really had the need for him. He probably would have been, just because of the cap situation. But you talk about adding additional pressure to yourself, because then it would have been defending the championship. We added one of the five greatest players in the league to the roster. We better win it all, and we better not lose a game in the playoffs. Yeah, revisionist history. We'll pick it up right there and move on to other things in the NBA right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
We can do that. Maybe. Man, there ain't nothing worse than a summer cold. I swear to God. It's just hard. It's hard. Look, it's going to be tough for the Cavs. And it's doom and gloom in Cleveland. I mean, you know. LeBron's comments have been interesting. I would say, to be fair. He's frustrated, you can tell. I think it's in his heart of hearts, he knows that he's facing a superior team. He's certainly not a quitter. And, you know, look, I mean, they were down 0-2 last year. And he talks about refocusing. I can get my guys ready, get myself ready. You know, you hate to continue to put yourself in these positions. But the end of the day is it's still basketball, man. And he's right about it. But it's a little, the way he put the statements, he's kind of couching them with a level of resignation. He says, he talks about, you know, at the end of the day, it's still basketball, and it's what gives me comfort. And I'm more comfortable about it because it's just a game. I prepare myself. I go out, do my job, and I live with the results. And, you know, it's a valid question. You know, and this is from Joe Varden's article on Cleveland.com. Is it resignation or is it quiet confidence? And, you know, when the ball goes up in the air tonight, I'll be curious to see how the Cavaliers respond. And it's not going to be LeBron. It's going to be everybody else around him. LeBron's always prepared. You know, he had that one stinker in the round against Boston. But I honestly don't think he's going to have said stinker in this series. He'll play up to the level that everybody expects with LeBron. But should they lose this basketball game and go down 0-3, then the talk is going to start. Does it tarnish the legacy? Is he as great as everybody? Please stop. Please. I'm begging you. Because let's get hypothetical here. Let's switch players. In the offseason, LeBron goes to the Dubs, and Durant goes to the Cavaliers. Are we having the same matchup? Maybe yes, maybe no. Because Durant would be the man on Cleveland. But would Kyrie have been so willing to subjugate his game to a point with Kevin Durant on there? And would the results have been the same? The Cavaliers would have been the favorites in the East. But would they have come out? I don't know. Maybe. Because LeBron is still that much better than everybody else. And then you put, putting LeBron on the Dubs, they just roll through. There's no question. And with that level of talent around him, I would have predicted 4-game sweeps all the way through. You know? But he doesn't have that luxury. He doesn't have that talent around him. He's got very good talent, but not as good. And again, you just, you know, that man-for-man matchup. Like I said, the only area where there is some level of question would be with the Kevin Love, Draymond Green matchup. Because now, most people would probably take Draymond Green. But coming into the league, nobody thought he was going to be the kind of impact player that he ended up being. And if Kevin Love was on another basketball team, let's say the Celtics, he'd be their number one scoring option. He'd be Kevin Love in Minnesota all over again. And rightfully so. So, you know, let's see how it plays out tonight. I make it a pick. Well, considering how impressive the Dubs have looked thus far it's hard to pick against them. But if Cleveland's going to win a game in this series, this is the game they're going to win. And this will be strictly because of fans, home court, you know, intensity, the whole thing. They need to put themselves back in the series. Because, I mean, look, if they don't win tonight, it's going to be a four-game sweep. You know, that's probably how it's going to play out. Because it is just, yeah, you know, there's no coming back from 3-0. And I think Cleveland will, at that point, resign itself to its fate. They won't quit. LeBron had never let them quit. But at that point, they'd resign themselves to their fate, and they'll go out 4-0. So, if they're going to win, they'll win tonight, and I'll pick them to win tonight. Key for the Cavaliers is getting out fast, getting out early, and making sure they keep the fans involved. Because, truthfully, if Golden State goes on one of those 22-6 runs and gets a double-digit lead, it'll be tough to get the Cleveland fans back involved because they're not dumb either. They know what's going on here. They know the mountain that has to be climbed. And we'll see. I'm picking Cleveland tonight. And it makes it a series again. Because at that point, everybody, they breathe in a little more air. Hope springs eternal. And maybe we got us a basketball series. We'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Pat Riley chiming in on who's the best basketball player of all time. You know? LeBron, Michael Jordan. Oh, wait. Here's a surprise for you. Magic Johnson. That's who Pat Riley considers the best player ever. Interesting. I get it. I get it. When the question got raised, you know, he was sitting on a dais with Magic next to him. The universal agreement, of course, is that Michael Jordan's the best player in history and everybody else is chasing him. But, you know something? For those of you who watched basketball up close and personal, when Magic was playing, when Bird was playing, Magic brought such a unique skill set into the league that you could understand why consideration would be made. Because it for people who do this for a living, for people who follow sports, there is a legitimacy to it. It's not all about statistics. You know, it's not all about how many points you scored in your career on average. It's about rings, and Magic has a boatload of them. It's about how you went about doing your business. You know, people forget when Kareem got hurt in that championship final series, Magic Johnson started at center, and they won the basketball game. It was one of the great performances in the history of the NBA. He could do anything. And when the Lakers were running Showtime, and the ball was in his hand, there was nothing that team was not capable of. And when you look at Worthy and you look at Byron Scott, and you look at Kareem, and you look at all the players that constituted that roster, Kurt Rambis, you know, and I'm leaving out some good players here. Even in today's day and age, those matchups I would have liked to have seen. I would have liked to have seen that Laker team go up against the Dubs. I would have loved to have seen that Laker team go up against LeBron and the Cavaliers. Because unlike the true old skill, old school basketball teams where the talent just wasn't there, those teams were not going to win against the younger modern players. This basketball team would have. And they probably would have won convincingly. And I understand that, you know, it's a three-point focused game right now. But they had players on that roster that could hit the three. James Worthy could hit the three. Byron Scott could hit the three. Magic could hit the three. And then you throw into the mix Kareem. You know, honestly, who would have been able to stop Kareem? I mean, there was nobody able to anyway. But in today's basketball, and just, you know, taken out of the equation, put in whoever you want. Put in Cleveland, put in Golden State, put in the Celtics, put in San Antonio. You know, of the four teams, San Antonio probably would have been the best matchup because of a little more old school basketball. But they, you know, none of those teams would have been able to stop the Lakers. The matchup was just too devastating. And Kareem would have had a field day down low. Who are we going to put on him? Draymond? Please. He'd have shot that skyhook over him all day long. And with Magic distributing, you know, so I get it. I understand why Pat Riley says Magic was the greatest player of all time. He's certainly in my top 10. I still would take Michael. Still. But I get it. I get why he's having the conversation. Because Magic was truly a magician. There was nothing he couldn't do with the basketball. We'll step out. Wrap up hour one on the other side. Just tap on the brakes, listen to the commercials. They pay the bills. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Well, we'll see about that. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto Jones off today in a well-deserved rest. And, you know, again, everybody chimes in at this time of year, and that's all good. I mean, look, Pat Riley had an up-close and personal seat to the winning of the Lakers, and well-deserved. You know, he gets the same criticism that Phil Jackson gets, and, well, you know, you had great players, and you really weren't a great coach. Yeah, he was. Same as Phil. Same as Kerr. Same as Ty Lue. You know, all these guys. You could have great players, but you could still screw up the chemistry. And these guys have been smart enough over their time to not screw up chemistry. You know, people forget last year. You can criticize Ty Lue all you want, but you can go back to last year when they had Mozgov before they moved him. And the fact that he made the decision to go small ball. I mean, yeah, it was something LeBron wanted. But he put his imprint on that team and said, this is how we're going to do it. And had they screwed it up, had they not been able to go and win a championship, he probably would have been out. You know, David Black couldn't get it right. And it's not like he doesn't know what the X's and O's are. Ty Lue made it work. He's a good coach, and he pushed the right buttons. This year, he just might not have the right buttons to push. That's it for Hour 1 of The Attack. Stay tuned. We're going to have a guest in Hour 2, climbing up K2. That'll be fun. And then everything else in the world of sports as we press forward. Don't go anywhere.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two breaking stories. First, President Trump nominating Christopher Wray to be the new director of the FBI. Wray's a former U.S. Assistant Attorney General who represented New Jersey Governor Chris Christie during the so-called Bridgegate scandal. He's also a partner with an international law firm. Trump making the announcement this morning on Twitter. The other breaking news story, one day after America's Homeland Security Secretary tells a Senate panel this about terrorism.
There are more terrorist hotspots and foot soldiers now than almost any time in modern history.
There are news reports out of Iran saying at least 7 people were killed there and more than 30 injured in 2 terror attacks. State media reporting gunmen went on a shooting spree at the parliament in Tehran. At the same time, a similar attack was happening at a shrine of the Islamic Republic's revolutionary founder, the late Ayatollah Khamenei. This is USA Radio News.
How to care for baby's skin. One of America's top pediatric dermatologists, Dr. Jody Levine.
Avoid long baths and use warm water, not too hot. Use gentle, baby-specific cleansers. And for babies with dry and sensitive skin, moisturize twice a day with a cream that contains ceramides or with an ointment.
And when it comes to clothing,
pick the right fabrics. Dress your baby in light and comfortable clothes. It's also a good idea to pre-wash clothes prior to wear in a separate wash from the rest of the families with a hypoallergenic and gentle baby detergent such as Dreft Pure Touch, created by the #1 pediatrician recommended baby detergent brand. Pure Touch is 65% plant-based and made from naturally derived ingredients.
And what about sun protection?
For babies younger than 6 months, you should avoid direct sunlight, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunscreen is recommended for infants older than 6 months of age. Choose a broad-spectrum physical blocker, SPF 30 or higher. For more info, check out Dreft.com.
President Trump won't be sitting around glued to a TV as former FBI Director James Comey testifies tomorrow on Capitol Hill. Director of the White House National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, says the president will be very busy on another issue tomorrow.
I've got the president booked up on a bunch of infrastructure projects. We've got a bunch of mayors and governors in talking about infrastructure tomorrow. This is Infrastructure Week.
Also tomorrow, President Trump will speak at a luncheon hosted by the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition. But back to infrastructure, the president will be in Cincinnati today to call for a renewal of the nation's inland waterways, part of that big push to renovate the nation's infrastructure, also including highways, bridges, and airports. You'll remember on Monday, Trump called for privatizing the U.S. air traffic control system. An exciting year in Major League Baseball continues. Cincinnati Reds outfielder Scooter Jeanett last night became the 17th player in Major League history to hit 4 home runs in one game. This is USA Radio News.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Texas governor wants state lawmakers there to renew work on a so-called bathroom bill during an upcoming special legislative session. Republican Greg Abbott telling reporters yesterday the House and Senate should craft a bill to prohibit cities and school districts from passing local laws requiring public facilities to allow people to use restrooms based on how they currently identify themselves rather than based only on their gender at birth. And he says any such bill should also nullify any previously passed ordinances. The Texas Senate passed a bathroom bill during the regular legislative session, but the House declined to take it up. Now, the special session is starting on July 18th. The site of the infamous Woodstock Music and Arts Festival, now officially in the National Register of Historic Places, as we hear from Lisa G.
Back in 1969, some 400,000 fans gathered for the 3-day festival in rural Bethel on Max Yasker's dairy farm in upstate New York, featuring some of the most iconic musicians of all time. Now at the site, there's a museum and the Bethel Wood Center for the Arts and Educational Center. Governor Cuomo says the recognition will help preserve a priceless New York landmark for future generations. He said Woodstock was a pivotal moment in both New York and American history.
An Olympic swimmer, Ryan Lochte, says he thought about committing suicide after the scandal at the Rio Olympics when he and the other Team USA swimmers lied about being robbed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Well, that's a fair. Yeah, that's fair. Welcome back to the Attack Hour 2. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As I fight my way through the summer cold, bear with me. But, you know, it gets a hoarse, gravelly voice. And, you know, I'll sound like some old movie star or something. But at Bob Black 71, as I said, as we get ready to set up hour two, Lisa Thompson, who is getting ready to climb K2, second highest peak in the world, second highest fatality rate in the world. I'm assuming she's at base camp, but we'll get into that. On the other side, we'll have more NBA for you, more football for you, and all kinds of good stuff as we set up the world of sports and knock it down for you. Big things going on all around. Jets up here in New York having a bunch of movement. They're moving players all around. Some would say conceding this next season. They are not saying that, but they continue to purge their roster. Harris getting cut yesterday. Looks like Eric Decker is going to be on the move as well. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then, like I said, get back to everything else in the world of sports going forward on this edition of The Attack. You know, look, we've got, and we talk about it all the time, various different platforms that you can get this show. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network itself. We have the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. And, you know, for today's day and age, moving around, mobile devices, heading to work, heading to the beach, heading on vacation, just heading out to do your thing. It's what it's all about. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. The guys and girls protecting us, they deserve a forum. We give them a little love. We hope they love us right back. We're going to step out. Lisa Thompson on the other side here in The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I'm assuming we don't have Lisa yet. Hopefully soon. And we'll be talking to her about climbing K2. Difficult when you're on the other side of the world sometimes to make it happen. But hopefully it will play out. As I said, other things going on in the world of sports, particularly in the world of basketball and football specifically. But, look, it's one of the other big storylines that's coming out of basketball is whether or not CP3, number one, will opt out of his contract with Los Angeles, and then where would he go, And all indications are his only real interest in playing in any place other than Los Angeles would be playing for the San Antonio Spurs. How do you look at it? I look at it from the perspective of if you're looking to win a championship, I certainly would go to San Antonio rather than staying with the Clippers. Being part of a team that has Tony Parker on it. I mean, you would be consciously making the decision that, you would be splitting time. But if you're looking to win, that's the place to be. We have a winner right now that's joining us on the phone line. Live, I'm assuming, from the foot of K2, Lisa Thompson, who joins us here in the Attack. Good morning, Lisa. Bob Black, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm good. Where exactly are you right now?
I am in beautiful, sunny Seattle today. It's fantastic here.
Oh, okay. So you haven't made your move yet, but you're anticipating going, correct?
Yeah, later this month, the plan is to fly to Pakistan to take on K2.
Second largest mountain in the world.
That's right.
Some serious obstacles in front of you. Talk about the motivation and the passion that you have to conquer this mountain.
Yeah, I started climbing in 2009. I summited Mount Rainier that year and really liked the idea of setting a big goal and working hard to accomplish it. And I like that feeling of accomplishment after a successful climb. So I picked a different mountain somewhere in the world, and I learned a lot of things about myself along the way. I gained a whole new level of self-confidence, and that confidence was important because in 2015, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and fighting cancer led me to just reevaluate the priorities in my life, and I made the decision then to not have any regrets and to put my corporate career on pause to focus on other things like climbing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been down that same road, not with breast cancer, but I'm a survivor as well. And it is, people talk about it all the time. It gives you a completely different perspective on life. Well, duh, yeah. But not everybody makes the decision to go climb mountains. Why that as opposed to some other advocacy that you could have taken?
Yeah, it's a good question. I have found that I've learned a lot of things about myself, and I've gained a lot of self-confidence when I'm climbing as well. I like that climbing pushes me mentally and physically, and after I beat cancer, I decided that I would climb Mount Everest, in fact. So last March, I flew to Nepal, and the odds were sort of stacked against me when I flew there, having just finished cancer treatment, but also no one had summited that mountain in 2 years. And so a lot of things can go wrong in the mountains. There's many, many things that I can't control. So I've learned to just focus on what I can control, which boils down really to just my attitude and staying healthy. And I've learned by climbing that despite setbacks in life, for me that ranges from beating cancer like yourself to having dry eye symptoms, that if I work hard and focus on the right things, I can accomplish amazing things.
Well, it's not a cheap endeavor to do. You have to put a team together, and we talk team sports on this show all the time.
Sure.
Talk about the process of that, putting a team together, sponsorship, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, it's important to me to climb with people that I trust. It's a really big deal when you're on a big mountain because you're literally roped to other people. And so I have to trust that those people will have my back and vice versa if things go wrong. It's also important to me to use the right products and the right gear. And as someone that suffers from dry eye symptoms, which are exacerbated when I'm climbing, it's important that I use products like Sustain lubricant eye drops because I am sure then that I'll be confident to climb successfully on a big mountain like K2.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I look at it, that wouldn't be my personal choice to be completely honest about it, but you did have the good fortune to come from a corporate background. How supportive was your job of you taking on this challenge? And, you know, what do you foresee going forward as far as being able to balance the reality of having to pay bills and you know, the reality of, hey, I want to take on this next challenge?
Yeah, it's a fair question. And my company was hugely supportive of me throughout all of the endeavors that I've taken on in the mountains and in life. Ultimately, I decided that it was important to me to focus for a bit on the things that I really love and am passionate about, which was why I decided to just press the pause button on my corporate career for a bit, mostly because I didn't want to wake up one day and regret not living life to the fullest.
No, I mean, I think that's a fair thing. You know, as I said, and as you said, we when you get into these situations where, unfortunately, cancer or any other disease, for that matter, intrudes on your life, you do have to kind of reevaluate a little bit and see where the priorities are. Was it something that pre-disease had intrigued you, or was this something that just after the fact you said to yourself, you know, I want to climb mountains?
Yeah, I had been climbing for a bit before I was diagnosed with cancer. And going through that battle and coming out successfully on the other end made me realize how fragile life is and how quickly things can be taken away from you. And that is really what provoked me to reevaluate the whole trajectory of my life and make some changes.
Well, I think that's pretty admirable on your part. I mean, again, it can go in any different direction. The direction you chose is unique, to say the least. What have been some of the biggest challenges as you evolved further into your climbing career?
Yeah, I've learned that there are a lot of things I can't control in the mountains. And so it's important to me to use the right products and to also focus on just my attitude and staying healthy. And that when I do that, I can accomplish really incredible things. That's one of the things that made me want to focus on K2 as my next climb. So I would love it if your audience would follow along. Sustain is my official sponsor for the K2 climb, and I'll be providing regular updates on their Facebook page, which is Sustain Lubricant Eye Drops. It's spelled S-Y-S-T-A-N-E, by the way.
Okay. That being said, how are our family and friends reacting to this as you push forward?
I've gotten throughout cancer and throughout my climbing endeavors is incredible to me, and it really means a lot to me, which is why I'd love it if your viewers followed along too.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to keep you on schedule, but is there a Facebook page, website, other than what you just discussed that we can follow you on?
It's the one I just mentioned, which is Sustain Lubricant Eye Drops on Facebook.
Okay, terrific. Well, I thank you for your time. You know, I hope we cross paths down the time.
You bet.
Somewhere down the line we can compare notes. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lisa Thompson here in the attack. You know, again, climbing mountains. We're trying to keep her on schedule so we get her out the door on time. Would have liked to have gone another couple minutes, but this is how it works. You know, it's everybody reacts differently when they face life challenge. And for her, climbing mountains is the way to go. And, you know, it's a good deal. Again, sustain.com if you want to follow her journey. I went there. It's interesting. Truly is. We're going to step out on the other side. We'll resume with the rest of the world of sports here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Well, yeah, it is. Thanks, Lisa Thompson, for coming on board. Good stuff. You know, personal challenges, health challenges, the whole nine yards, and that's good for her all the way around. Hopefully she'll be successful with her climb. You know, back to the regular world of sports, and where we left off was Tony Parker and Chris Paul perhaps coexisting in the same backcourt. You know, look, it could work. Certainly two point guards, not in their prime anymore. But still totally capable of playing and probably coexisting together. Would it close the gap between the Spurs and the Warriors? Yeah, I guess it would. I mean, I don't know. I have to be honest. I mean, it was a pretty easy sweep. But if you put Tony Parker, Chris Paul, in the backcourt, and they would play at the same time on occasion. But, you know, with Kawhi Leonard and with the big man and with the other pieces that they have on the team, I could certainly see that closing the gap a little bit. I mean, that's going to be the major question going forward. And you know, this is going on the given that the Dubs win the NBA championship, because that's going to be the storyline. How do we close the gap? And can anyone close the gap? I mean, you know, you look at how the Dubs are constituted. I mean, you think about that. You know, absorb for a second. There's no consensus number one pick on that roster except Kevin Durant, who was added this year, and he was number two in his draft. But, you know, for the sake of discussion, look at the way that team is put together. It doesn't have to be the number one overall draft pick that turns your team around and turns your team into champions. They pieced this team together very carefully. Got very lucky in some instances. But again, nobody thought Draymond Green coming out of college was going to be the impact player that he was. Nobody thought Steph was going to be the impact player that he ended up being. Klay Thompson, the same thing. They hoped, but nobody knew for sure. The only one that was the consensus was Kevin Durant, and you didn't even draft him. Well, you know, if you're San Antonio, you're trying to put together said roster. And you're saying to yourself, how do I fit these pieces together and make them work? I mean, you know, you look at what's there right now. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi, you know, Danny Green. Maybe he goes, maybe he doesn't. I think that's an area where they certainly have to get more scoring. You add Chris Paul into this mix, yeah, it helps. You know, what does that mean for Patty Mills? I don't know. You know, but again, as good and solid a role player as Patty Mills has been, you also saw what happened when you got prolonged exposure to Patty Mills. You know, there's a reason why he comes off the bench. You know, Danny Green is another one. I compare him to Sheffaloza. I mean, here's a guy now, he's in his ninth year. His career average is 8 points a game, and he starts. He's a very good player, and he's a terrific defensive player. But again, comes a time, what do you do with that kind of player? It's not dissimilar to Courtney League up here in New York. You know, that kind of player on a very good team works. That kind of player on a team that's middling, all of a sudden you have to look at it and say to yourself, what do I do? You know, Pop's got some interesting things that they're going to have to decide going forward. And I do think Chris Paul is going to opt out. I mean, it's hard. You know, look, the Clippers can offer him $53 million more than anybody else in basketball. That's a lot of money to walk away from. But he's also made a boatload of money in his career. And the question now is, which comes up with a ton of players as they get into the twilight of their career, is do I sacrifice cash for the ability to win a ring? And strictly from a strategic point of view, once he opts out and he starts going around the league, and I don't think there's going to be too many trips around the league, but I think once he starts going around the league and figuring out where and who he wants to play with, that's going to be the ultimate question, is does moving here truly enhance my ability to win? If it's borderline, and I hate to sound completely mercenary about this, but if it's borderline, then why move? You know, at that point in time, I would rather put faith in Doc and company to add a Carmelo or somebody along those lines to get that additional scoring where we can take a run at a championship. Because truthfully, that's the missing piece out in Los Angeles with the Clippers, is a guy, and it doesn't have to be necessarily Carmelo, but another elite scorer to push them over the top. Would it be enough? I don't think so. But they certainly would be better positioned. I mean, they probably would lose J.J. Redick, you know, various pieces, but those pieces can be compensated for. But if you put Carmelo up front with DeAndre Jordan and with Blake Griffin, and Chris Paul is getting them the basketball, I give them a pretty good shot to go deeper than they've been going thus far. But in reality, it would also be a last gasp situation, because that would be it. I mean, Melo's 32. Chris Paul's 31. Griffin's 28, 29. DeAndre's 28, 29. That would be the last roundup. You know, if they were unable to push over the top, outside circumstances at that point would come into play. Number one, age. You know, that would be it right there. Number two, you know, Steve Ballmer, since he's taken over from the Sterlings, has been very quiet. He's been a background kind of guy. Shows up at the games, but really doesn't have much to say. And at that point in time, does he get more proactive after investing all that money? Because there are other things about to happen. I mean, number one, you have the preeminent team in basketball sitting in your own conference. And if you can't knock them off, what direction do you take? Do you have to tear it down to build it up? Do you trust Doc to do it? Behind you, over your shoulder, is the shadow of the Lakers, who even as a bad basketball team, still some would say own the city over the Clippers. They're not winning yet, but when and if they do, then you're really between the rock and the hard place. You have to keep your team competitive. They're going to be put in a position, the Clippers, not unlike the Knicks, in that they went from being a putrid franchise to being a contender, to not quite getting over the top, to having the city, to kind of having the city, to now having to maintain going forward and not having the capacity to tear it all down and rebuild it because they don't want to lose the momentum that they got. So, which button do you push? Do you let Chris Paul walk? Does he walk on his own? And do you make the move for a player that maybe can put you over the top? We'll tap on the brakes. We'll pick up that discussion right there. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Yeah, that pretty much describes me right now. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, it is that the right move? It's certainly intriguing. It must be nice to be able to leave potentially 53 mil on the table and not even blink. It's when you get to those kind of numbers, it's monopoly money. It's play money. But ultimately, that's going to be a really tough decision for Chris Paul, because I just don't know that him being added to San Antonio puts them in a position to topple the Golden State Warriors. And as I said a couple of days ago, and I truly believe this, I don't think Klay Thompson is going to be there with the Dubs in the long term. And I think that's something else that needs to be considered as well. Look, this is a guy who was number two on the pecking order. Now is number three. Some would even say number four. His ego, and, again, nothing against the kid. I talk about it from the athletics ego perspective. He could be the number one option on a lot of teams. And certainly no worse than the number two option on a lot of teams. And when the time comes, I don't see any reason why, other than how many championships can you win, would Klay Thompson stick around? He may completely love it there. And that's all well and good. But he's got next year and the year after. And at 29 years of age, he can go unrestricted free agent. Now, I'm assuming, and I'm, looking at the guarantees here, that he's got an opt-out in 2018, 2019, where they can match. But, he's locked in next year, the year after, probably looks like he's locked in. And in 2019, he becomes unrestricted. He is a damn good player. And he is so unique with his length. With his ability to shoot. He is one of those true big guys playing at the two position. He creates mismatches. Wherever he is. And, you take it back to the negotiations back in 2014 before he signed. All the players on the team wanted him. And looking at the detail, actually, there is no opt-out clause. So it would have to be 2019 for him to free up. So there's no opt-out. And, you know, you look at it, his teammates wanted the extension. They went to management and said, you got to lock this guy up. I mean, he's that good of a player. But come 2019, if he's chafing on the fact that he's third option on that basketball team, maybe he does move on. I don't know. Must be a nice dilemma. Unlike what's going on with the Knicks, which, you know, they have figured out that they need to get younger. And supposedly the negotiations with Portland are pretty hot and heavy to get one of their three first-round draft picks. Unless Portland's, you know, doesn't end up liking the offers and plans on stashing. The Knicks are looking to make a move. And the way they're sitting right now, they're looking at the kid out of Europe, Tilkenia, Malik Monk, and Dennis Smith Jr. I think any of the three would be a real good addition to the team. I don't know that they're going to hit a home run like they did with Kristaps Porzingis. Unfortunately, drafting in the 8-hole kind of limits them a little bit. And maybe they move Melo and they get another pick. I don't know. I mean, Melo would be a good fit in Portland, but he's not going there. I don't know how they would make it work. Unless Melo has just decided enough is enough. I mean, you can't just continue to tread in mediocrity or less than mediocrity if you're a New York Knicks franchise. And the way it sits with Portland right now, they're a team on the come. And they have to be looking at it from what direction do they go in. You know, they're set in the middle now with Nurkic and Vonleh. And again, they played him in the playoffs. Fortunately for him, nothing more came of it. And they're saying now, you know, 2 to 3 months to fully heal. But they're set in the middle. You know, you look at their roster, Lillard, McCallum, you know, they got Shabazz Napier backing up, Pat McConaughey backing up. You know, Crabbe could swing, man, backup guard, small forward. Their weaknesses up in the front court with their power forwards, small forwards. And again, some of these pieces would move if they were able to make some kind of deal with the Knicks. But, you know, Mo Harkless ain't going to win you a championship. He's managed to survive in the league and bounce around a little bit. And, you know, he's a good player. But again, you know, 24 years of age, he kind of is what he is at this point. Third team in 4 years. So, I mean, you know, but with those two draft picks that they have, if they could add a scorer for one of the three, keep the remaining two, and then add depth, they're right there. They're on the cusp. Could they beat Golden State? No, probably not. But they ain't that far away. You know, and that's always the, in the process of going to school, you know, how do you go about doing it? You can't just sit back and concede. You know, and then you have to look around and see what other free agent parts are there, who you could entice, whether they're worth going after. You know, and that matters too. I mean, when you look at some of the guys who could opt out, you know, Rudy Gay would be a nice fit in Portland. But, you know, he got an Achilles tear and he's 30 years old. You know, could you get him at a bargain? Yeah. And you basically just have to hope. You know, Durant's going to be a free agent again, but he's probably going back and he'll be willing to accept less money. That would be interesting if he got his ring and moved on. Gordon Hayward. Can you say Boston? I can. It's probably where he's going to go. I mean, I feel bad for the Jazz, because they're really on the precipice of doing great things. Danilo Gallinari's out there. You can get him at a bargain. You know, Gallinari, 29 years old, and he's going to opt out. And Denver's still, you know, in the same boat. With him, it's all health. He's always hurt. You know, it depends on where they decide you know where he decides he wants to play, and then what price. You know, Paul Millsap's going to be out there, but he's 32 years old. He doesn't get hurt, but he's 32. How do you make that work? Now, if you can't swing that trade and you talk about going for one last gasp, he fits with the Clippers. He fits with them big time. You know, Dwayne Wade, he's got the potential to opt out. 24 mil. He's probably staying in Chicago. More than likely. You know, but again, what kind of stability is there? Because as we talked about yesterday with Ohio State, they're probably going to look to the pro ranks first and see if they can get the mayor or if they can get Billy Donovan. I don't think Billy Donovan's going anywhere. But Hoiberg's a possibility. You know, because that situation in Chicago is not ideal. So, you know, could he opt out? Yeah. Will he opt out? Probably not. Because he got to go hometown. And then Greg Monroe, who's also intriguing. He's one of those. He's playing center. I'd rather see him at power forward. I think he's better there. He can use his size to dominate a little more. You know, again, free agency and need comes into play. It's also how much money you leave on the table. That's where we'll finish it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. I want to thank Lisa Thompson for coming on board, and good luck in her quest to climb K2. You look at the NBA as a whole, it's all going to be who can catch the Warriors, or can they catch the Warriors. One team that's young and trying to do it, and I predict they'll make the playoffs next year, and I'll stay with that, 76ers. Brian Colangelo, open to trading the number 3 overall pick. I can understand it. You do need to get some veteran presence in there. The number 3 pick will bring you potentially a great player. But the question is, who will that great player be? For the Sixers, they're kind of stuck. If the Lakers decide not to go with Lonzo Ball, then he'll be sitting there. They're not so sure they want the circus that comes with him. And that's a legitimate concern. I think the kid will be fine on a basketball court. Whether or not his father becomes a distraction remains to be seen. They need a point guard. I mean, they're talking about putting it in the hands of Simmons. Yeah, the guy never played point before in his life. So I can understand if they want to trade out, or maybe they reach a little bit and they grab a point. You know, the kid from Kentucky would not be a reach. I think that's the direction they go. I think this is just smoke to see what kind of offers they get. But with the draft right around the corner, it remains to be seen. That's it for the attack. Again, thanks to Lisa Thompson for coming on board. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the tracks. And thanks to you for listening. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.